Township of McKellar Committee of Adjustment meeting for October 3rd, 2023 to order. Start with roll call.
Morley Haskam.
Nick Ryland.
Brett Moore.
Debbie Zulak.
Mike Heckman.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Britton.
Chair David Moore. I have resolution 23-31 moved by Debbie Zulak, second by Mike Heckman. The Committee of Adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To resolution 23-32 moved by Morley Haskam, second by Debbie Zulak. Committee of Adjustment minutes from the August 15th, 2023 meeting are accepted as circulated. Discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. The resolution, what we're considering tonight, resolution 23-33, moved by Reg Moore, second by Nick Ryland, that the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/09/2023-none to permit relief of a reduced exterior rear yard setback to construct a covered porch as regulated in section 310A of bylaw 95-12 as amended, that is reduced from 5.5 meters in section 310 A of bylaw 95-12 as amended to 5.19 meters, which is 0.31 meters relief of the minimum permitted rear yard setback. All other applicable sections of bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. First of all, I'll ask the applicant to speak to it, but not here, so turn it over to committee members and any comments. Whether for or against, or just information seeking, advice?
Well, I could say I'm for it. This is nice. It is actually a minor variance. I don't think there's any doubt about that. What is it, 1 foot they're asking for? So, in my mind, that's minor.
Other comments?
It seems very straightforward to me, so.
Yeah.
Reg?
So 310A of the bylaw, which is part of the resolution, which deals with this, says notwithstanding the yard and setback provision of this bylaw, attached on the court porches, balconies, decks, steps, and patios may project into any required yard or maximum distance of 4 meters if it is not covered for 2 meters if it's covered. So obviously this is the 2 meters, so that's the reason for the 5.5 meters required and him asking for the reduction for that. And from the drawings, it doesn't look that it's 2 meters above grade, so it would definitely be the 2 meter setback, 2 meter yard. The only issue is it has to include steps. And they've shown on their drawings that steps are to be decided on site. They don't know how many steps there's gonna be. So the drawing shows 2 steps.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we should give them another increase in the variance in order to compensate for that because he's almost sure there's going to be steps. So 2 steps, he shows a 10-inch run. So 2 steps would be 20 inches. So we give him 2 feet, which is 0.161 meters, in addition to what he's asking for, then that would cover 2 steps. If he's going to be more than that, he's going to have to come back again. I don't know what we do.
Yeah, it does say in there, as long as you're not closer than, what is it, 1.?
2 meters.
To the lot line?
Yep, so he'd be well within
he'd
that.
He'd be well within that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's just
that his setback that would then would be 4.58 meters.
Right.
If we give him that extra clearance.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if we should cover him, because we're not sure how many steps that he's contemplating.
So then we'd have to defer this and defeat it, one or the other. There's no other choice.
That's all he asked for, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that he doesn't know how many steps because he doesn't know what his grade's going to be. I would think he'd have some kind of assumption based on the existing cottage. But
yeah. Is this Doug and Gloria Weaver's place? I think it is, huh? Yeah. And if I can remember from the front of it, it is low to the ground at the front.
Yeah.
So, but I would almost go along with your suggestion. I can't see there being harm in allowing another foot. you know, to hopefully that satisfies it and doesn't have to come back.
It's actually 2 feet. I said because his runs are 20 inches. He shows two runs on there. Like there's two steps on the drawing.
Okay.
But he does say that it's to be decided during construction, or his designer does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which leaves it up in the air for the committee. But I would say the only way to move forward tonight would be to give them that, and I hope that's enough. But once we've made a decision, what's the air, where's he at then? Is he coming back for another application if he needs more steps? Or?
Yeah.
Whereas if we defer it, then he can come back under this application, right?
Yeah, it's just that's why I threw out the question. Mm-hmm. Can we actually change what he's asking for, other than, you know, to make sure that he is covered? Or does he have to come back with the exact figures so that we could approve that?
Well, I think the committee does have the leeway to make changes.
Right.
If they don't aren't what he wants, like it's not any fault of the committee what's going on here. It's
no.
His fault for not giving us enough information.
Yeah, I guess the question was how much of a change can we make? If we make, as you say, another, what is the point you suggested?
0.61.
0.61?
Yeah.
And if you made over one, for instance, I mean, how much of a change can you make to what he's...
Again, that's up to interpretation, what's minor and what's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just thinking to make sure that he is covered. I mean, mm-hmm. Does another step cover, or maybe two steps? Or, and as you say, you won't really know. But.
So then we'd be up to, if we went two more steps, we'd be up to 1.2 meters more.
Yeah.
More, so that would... What would that take it down? That'd take it down just under 4 meters. If we went to 4 meters, I guess that would cover four steps. Pretty close, anyway.
I'm thinking be on the safe side. I mean, we should maybe do that, save him coming back.
It seems kind of stupid. That's something to consider in the zoning bylaw. It seems kind of stupid that steps are included whenever you look at ornamental structures and that in the. Zoning bylaw, they're permitted in any yard, right up to the lot line, like silt belts or retaining walls, things like that.
Yeah.
Why is that different than steps? But it's pretty clear here, it does say steps.
Yeah. So it's another amendment we may have to
make. And I actually have a copy of 1923 here, and it's exactly the same, it hasn't changed a bit.
So is that something the council...
So you can put that in your notes, Carla.
Yeah.
So that's something that the council should consider when we revisit the zoning bylaw. I'm just sending that back to you as the mover, Reg, whether you want to make any adjustments, sir.
Okay. Do you want me to write it on this one, or do you want me to just give you what I've wrote on mine? You can write
it. Sure, that's fine.
And I'm also suggesting that we... include the site plan as a Schedule A because it needs change too. Like it shows 5.19 meters, so it'll have to be changed to 4.0 and say patio including steps or attached or covered deck including steps or whatever.
Sounds good. I'm glad you're letting her rewrite it.
Can you read your own writing?
Oh, sorry.
Sometimes.
I back. Sometimes.
Oh,
the original motion.
Sorry?
Yeah, Reg just got the original motion.
Sorry.
So.
Okay.
The less that I write, when I write less all the time, the worse my handwriting gets. It's just like, I had to write something out for... a friend, and I was trying to be neat. He came back and says, what the hell that says? So he wrote it. I said, there you go. Looks like a nice porch anyway.
It's funny how something like that can really add to, you know, those old style bungalow, old cottages that are just square.
Mm-hmm.
You put something like that on, it's like, yeah, oh, nice.
Instead of where you have minor variance application and steps, should I put construct a covered porch including steps?
Sure.
Is there a definition of a porch versus a veranda versus a deck versus a...
I haven't got the whole bylaw with me yet.
It doesn't, it says, in one part it says porches, and then it says decks. It doesn't say.
Because I think most people use the term interchangeably. I know I do, but I mean.
Well, we used to always say deck, I mean porch, but now they seem to say decks, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would call that porch to me.
Yeah.
Covered porch.
Yeah.
Deck is open usually.
Yeah.
My mom used to call them a veranda, which
yeah,
was an English term,
yeah,
because that always had a covering over it, and it had small sides on it and everything else. And we lived in the middle of Aurora in a century home, and we had two verandas, and they were beautiful, actually, to go and sit in. So we used to go up there to sleep on hot nights. That was way before we had air conditioning or anything. So. But she always insisted it was a veranda,
yeah.
not
but
a porch.
But they don't even say that now, do they? No.
Who knows? I think these are all words that people just throw around, and maybe they mean the same thing, maybe they don't.
I never remember hearing of a deck. It was a porch or a
change this thing, right?
Yeah.
To.
But yeah, when I was reading this, I kept calling it a deck, and then I looked at it and says, no, it's called a porch. Okay, well.
What's the. Is it just 2 feet?
No, it isn't, no. We went to 4 meters, which is a little bit.
Yeah, so we're cutting this down. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, 4 feet is this car.
I can't convert. I don't know what 4 inch factor is there. So.
He shows a 10 inch step, so it's actually 40 inches. So 4 meters would cover it. Because that would be 1.5 meters, which would be 4.5 feet. From the 5.5 meters required, right?
Okay.
Roughly.
7.5 feet, 2 meters. One foot, 6 inches. Is that what the new figure is?
So it's 5.5 meters is required.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 4 meters, so it's 1.5 meters, right? Not 1.
1.5 meters to. Oh, I hate converting. Yeah, so that's right, isn't it, though?
You told me you have problems with this metric. It's
yeah.
a standard, now you're making me give me a problem. So anyway, it should have been 1.5. So what's 1.5? All you have to do is put in 1.5 meters here.
Oh, okay.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
Because 1.5 meters, yes, over 4 feet.
Required is 5.5 meters. Well, what's going to be 5.19? Now we're saying it's got to be 4. We're actually going.
So you're saying instead of the 0.31, it should be 1.5 or what? Delete.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I think the
two steps
should be 1.5 meters.
Okay.
1.5 is required, so that's all it should be. And that makes that 4 meters, that's right.
And then I just added in here, construct a covered porch, including steps.
Yep.
And then I'll include the Schedule A after.
Okay. Let me read this.
Okay. I'll initial it to you.
Okay. The committee of adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/09/2023 none for relief from a reduced exterior yard rear yard setback to construct a covered porch, including steps, as regulated in section 310A of bylaw 9512 as amended, that is reduced from 5.5 meters in section 310A of bylaw 95 file was amended to 4 meters, and in brackets, 1.5 meter relief of the minimum permitted rear yard setback. All other applicable sections of bylaw 9512 as amended are to be complied with. And Schedule A to resolution number 2333, site plan including steps. Did we get nice initial site plans before? I think we did, didn't we?
Yes, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes, 732. Yeah, okay. So should we change it to that?
I just don't have a site plan that includes steps, so I'll need to get it from the applicant. Unless we just attach this whole package.
I think we just change this to 4 meters including steps. And right in there, including steps on it too as well.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Right on the form.
Just change both to 4. Because there's a difference between left and right.
Yeah, just change it.
So if we mark that up and have everyone initial.
Yeah, reduce them both by.
Reduce them both to 4?
I just take that one. There's no mention of that one anywhere. Just erase that one. It's got a different measurement on one side.
Oh, I opened on two sides, but different, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not applicable.
I figured it was the angle of the land.
Yeah.
We initial it here.
That was your initial?
Yep, that was my initial.
And you put 2 of them in one.
It actually has 3 letters, and I believe it or not. Not that they're discernible, but it.
So you want me to read the Schedule A on here too, Karen?
Sure.
Legibly.
What if that's not possible? All the committees initial or just register?
Just for the motion.
Okay.
Later on decision, we all have to.
Yeah.
I'm wondering on that too. Maybe it's already incorporated in the 5.5. Do you need reference to Schedule B where it's a 7.5? Or is that just complicated things?
So 310A says notwithstanding the yard and setback provisions of the
right.
bylaw, which would be Schedule B.
Right. So I guess that covers
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, to me that would cover it.
Yeah.
Right away you would look and see what that was, I guess. To,
yeah.
So you'd know what that this distance is. Other than that, you don't know what this is.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
just on
the resolution.
Yeah, just the decision, I think, is always.
Yeah, just the motion. Just the 2, yes.
Do you have the resolution?
Oh, good buddy. Keeps trying to hide it.
Something about those resolutions today so far. Hiding away. I have a question for you, Reg. For setbacks, is that to the actual overhang of the roof or to the dwelling?
No, overhangs are allowed to encroach.
Okay.
So
do
you look at the...
each of those things initialed or is one initialed?
No, that's
here?
Good.
If you look at, I can't remember what section it is, it's in section 3 of the bylaw 9512. It talks about, just what I was talking about, ornamental structures and that. It talks about eaves and cornices in there.
Okay.
And they're allowed to encroach.
Right. Okay.
Now, I just can't remember whether there's a distance they can encroach or not. So, you know, like Somebody said I'm going to have an 8-foot overhang.
I don't know. I have to think of something out of there.
Yeah, I think there is. I just can't remember what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does the neighbor have any say on it? Once you're over a lot line?
Yeah. Well, you have to build on your own property, so I
right.
think there should be. Yeah.
Should be.
The building code addresses diverting water onto your neighbor.
Right.
You can't do that. So you can't take water that would normally lay on your property and divert it onto your neighbor just because you don't like it.
Yeah.
So that's what you'd be doing with an overhang crossing the property line.
Right. Because I often wonder, and you mentioned that too, with the trees and limbs. If there's a limb hanging over from the other property onto your property, can you lop that limb off?
I think you are allowed to.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, and I think the other person is liable if that happened, any damage happens because of that, then his insurance would be liable for it.
Yeah.
Mind you, it depends on the course of the day.
Yeah.
Judges are like English teachers, they don't know what they're thinking.
Oh! This hasn't been passed yet.
He's checking your spelling. Really good. Yeah.
Payback time, yeah. Well, we've mended here. We've been doing steps, as you said. We've changed 5.19 meters to 4 meters and 0.31 meters relief to 1.5 meters relief. So we're related to resolution 23-33, the site plan, including steps. It's all part of this resolution. Any further discussion on it? Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
I'll make the changes to the notice text before we adjourn and then we can sign.
Okay.
Something like that, there's nothing worse than the guys started building had the variance and everything, the building permit, and the building official comes on for inspection of the footing. Oh, you're 4 feet off the ground.
Then you go for the minor variance.
Again.
Yeah, if you have to. Yeah, that or a lot of ripping and tearing.
Do you have the resolutions?
Do I have resolutions?
In the regular meeting, we weren't sure where they were.
I put them on the table for them in the sun.
Over there?
Half of them here and half of them there.
Okay. Everybody's guilty now then. Can't find them.
Well, we signed our half.
We had our
half. Oh, okay. You had your half?
Yeah, we signed our half.
Well, so apparently this side.
I promise. I did not mix anything in.
Nick still hasn't gone through his pile yet.
Yes, I have.
I better not say that.
Well, maybe I do.
Pause that.
That's it.
I stand corrected. I've got them here, so. I apologize. I don't know how the heck I got that many and didn't notice. But anyway. Okay.
That's one of the side effects of COVID, probably, yeah.
Yeah, stupidity.
What's that, something you wear now?
Yeah. You can't pause it.
You can't? Okay, so everything you're saying is still recorded.
Motions confused.
See the first one?
Sorry.
This might have been my copy. That's what I mixed up with. Yes. Okay,
right,
so this is my copy, and there's the rest of them there. Then. Okay.
I'll just say, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give me complex activities to perform. I have actually heard that COVID interferes with cognitive function. I mean, in other words, makes you stupid. And I guess here's proof, so.
People submit drawings to the township as to what they're going to build, and they put all their setbacks on it and everything. It's not, as far as I know, it's not up to the building official to check, make sure of those measurements. Yeah, so you're trusting that builder or owner that they're telling the truth. So that's sometimes you see a lot of times it's something that's been done a long time ago. To straight, we're seeing the planning board a lot, eh?
Yeah.
Where people are changing lot lines to accommodate the encroachment of buildings that have been done in the past. So it's kind of scary thought that that is probably still happening.
Yeah.
Because there's still nobody actually making sure that they're building it where they're saying they are. So it's, you'll always have minor variances coming back for. Or a lot line is being changed, minor variance or lot line change.
Until the survey is actually completed on something you wouldn't know yet.
Yeah, that's right. Or a sale of a property where it comes to light, where the purchaser or the lawyer will see, find, catch it or something.
I don't know what Chris is doing, but I always tried to make sure that the owner signed it, but sometimes you'd never see the owner. It would be the builder authorized by the owner or the designer authorized. So I made them sign it.
Yeah.
At least somebody had signed it and said, they're responsible for the measurements.
Yeah.
That was always my answer. I'm not a surveyor. I'm not telling you it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Unless it was obvious, then I was telling them it was wrong.
Yeah, because people can move survey stakes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's further. Township take on that responsibility. It wouldn't be smart.
I don't know whether they may remember years ago when we had the discussion about making everybody do a survey for a building permit, but then where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
You're building a little porch like this, you have to do a survey.
Yeah.
Some municipalities did go that route, I think. They had to do a real survey, a surveyor's real property report. So they had to plot the building with the distances on it by a surveyor. Imagine they're getting up around somewhere between 5 and 10,000 now for that.
Not a good thing to bring in when you're trying to make it more affordable for people to build. That's for sure.
Wouldn't go well with the Ford government. So it wouldn't go well with the Ford government.
Yeah. I was gonna say, what do you think of the Ford government? Big changes coming.
He backed off in the green space.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there for? Is that still on?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay, well, that. Mm-hmm. Resolution 23-34, moved by Nick Ryland, second by Reg Moore. The Committee of Adjustment does now adjourn. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.